wonder if God got a plan for everyone. I wonder if I could take a second run. 'Cause I carry on getting sad and getting stuck. What I wouldn't give for a life that doesn't suck. I'm a moving target.
Welcome back to another episode of the S3 podcast. Episode number 49. The mother of Ronald Green, who sadly lost her son due to, and I think I can safely say, police violence. But before we go right into it, I want to say, if you haven't heard of our previous episode where I was talking with my good friend Aidan on the two men's perspectives, the effects of depression, I do think it's worth listening to, and hopefully it, you know, helps. And if you are struggling, then do please ring the Samaritans on 116 123. It's important to get the help if you need it. But yes, also follow us on Instagram at S3podcast_. That's if you use social media. If you don't, that's absolutely fine. We appreciate you listening to our episodes. But let's get right into it. So before we get into the main topic, I tried to look for relevant statistics regarding getting killed by police for young black men, and I couldn't find one. The most recent one I could find was in the Los Angeles Times from 2019, August 16th. Obviously, I'm guessing it's probably a lot more than what is pertaining here, but about 1 in 1,000 black men and boys in America can expect to die at the hands of police. According to a new analysis of deaths involving law enforcement officers, that makes them 2.5 times more likely than white men and boys to die during an encounter with cops. The analysis has showed that Latino men and boys, black women and girls, and Native American men, women and children are also killed by police at higher rates than their white peers. But the vulnerability of black males was particularly striking. That 1 in 1,000 number struck us as quite high, said study leader Frank Edwards, a sociologist at Rutgers University. That's better odds of being killed by police than you have winning a lot of scratch-off lottery games. The number crunching by Edwards and his co-authors also revealed that for all young men, police violence was one of the leading causes of death in the years 2013 to 2018. A new study finds that about 1 in 1,000 black men and boys can expect to die as a result of police violence over the course of their lives, a risk that's about 2.5 times higher than their white peers. The annual risk rises and falls with age, and is highest for young men. Here's how it compares to other leading causes of death for black men in their mid to late 20s. So, cause of death, screaming, mortality rate. Right, so, assault, 94.2. Accidents, 52.1. Suicide, 17.5. Heart disease, 14. HIV, 6.8. Cancer, 6.2. Police use of force, 3.4. Diabetes, 2.8, influenza and pneumonia, 2, chronic lower respiratory disease, 2, cerebrovascular disease, 1.9. Now again, these will probably be a hell of a lot higher if we were to look at that for either last year or this year, because like I say, this is the only thing I could find that was relevant. And like 5 years after police in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, Mo fatally shot Michael Brown. So you can, from this, surmise that, you know, black people, black men, young men, don't have a chance in hell, basically. And as a white person, you know, I understand, you know, the effects, and I understand that, you know, the struggles that black people go through. I will never ever fully understand, obviously, but I can understand that they have it far worse, you know. That leads me into today's topic, which is of Ronald Green. So, without further, excuse me 1 minute. So, yeah, without further ado, let's get right into it. The mother of Ronald Green, a barber who died after a violent confrontation with Louisiana State Police, said Saturday that the release of body camera video of her son's arrest has left her hurting so bad. The Associated Press on Wednesday published edited body camera footage from Green's arrest on May 10, 2019, following a pursuit that may have started with Green driving erratically, including allegedly running a red light, according to audio from the video. Louisiana State Police Superintendent Lamar Davies on Friday officially released 9 body camera and dash camera videos of Green's arrest outside Monroe, Louisiana. Mona Harding, the mother of Green, 49, said in an interview Saturday with NBC News that seeing the video was painful. Before this week's public release of video, she had viewed some body camera footage in a very controlled environment, said her attorney, Lee Merritt. I'm so damn hurt, she said. I'm hurting so bad. I broke down not too long ago, and I needed that. I needed that because the anger, the boiling point of Louisiana, and the corruption and my murder, the murder of my son, and how they had a good time doing. Troopers initially told Green's family he died on impact after crashing into a tree later last year. They released a 1-page statement acknowledging only that Green struggled with troopers and died on his way to hospital. The video from Wednesday and Friday shows a trooper wrestling Green to the ground, putting him in a chokehold and punching him in the face. That's not part of their training. So, you know, clearly not going by the book. Green shouted, I'm sorry, as another trooper delivered shocks to him with a taser. The video released Friday appeared to record Green saying help. At least 6 troopers were present during the arrest. It doesn't take six troopers to arrest one man. I'm sorry, but it doesn't. 2 troopers involved were scheduled to be fired. The agency said one of them, Master Trooper Chris Hollingsworth, died September 22 in a single vehicle highway crash hours after learning he would lose his job. Trooper Dakota Dimas was notified of the department's intent to terminate him. Officials said Friday, Trooper Corey York served a 50-hour suspension, they said. Attempts to reach Dimas and York were unsuccessful Saturday. Video released Friday showed that Hollingsworth made a speakerphone call in his police vehicle after Green's arrest. And this is what he said. Well, this guy was drunk, and I think he was wet. He said, I beat the ever-living effing out of him, choked him and everything else to try and get him under control. I highly doubt that Mr. Ronald Green was out of control. But, you know, I haven't watched the video, and I'm not going to. Because I think all of us have seen enough, to be honest. The arrest is under federal investigation. So now the FBI is now investigating the situation. An autopsy identified Green's cause of death as cocaine-induced agitated delirium complicated by motor vehicle collision, physical struggle, inflicted head injury and restraint, according to the AP. Agitated or excited delirium are not accepted as medical conditions by the American Medical Association and the American Psychiatric Association. On Friday, Superintendent Davies said, "You have my commitment that we will follow the facts and hold our personnel accountable." But Harding said she had been waiting for 2 years for that accountability. "I don't know how you can whitewash the murder of my son with words, with empty promises that will take years to even happen." The revelation in the video proving her son was the victim of violence, however, had her thrilled beyond words. "The public needs to know this. Whatever it takes to get this out, it needs to be out there," she said. The video also haunted her. "I had to really mute it, walk away," she said. I can't, the screams of my son. "I'll never get out of my head." The troopers involved, Harding said, need to pay the price. "They took too much enjoyment out of killing my son," she said. And, you know, we had Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, and we recently, as of last week, I think, two teenagers were killed on a Oklahoma bus tour thing. And now, you know, another one. These policemen or troopers need to definitely pay the price. You know, they need to have the book thrown at them. But all of my deepest sympathies go out to Miss Harding and to all his family. But that will be it for today, this episode, which is episode 49. I will obviously record episode 50 for Friday. But yeah, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you're enjoying the nice weather for once. I hope you're still taking measures, you know, staying safe, you know. But that would be it. Until next time, have a good one.
I wonder if God got a plan for everyone. I wonder if I could take a second run. 'Cause I carry on getting sad and getting stuck. What I wouldn't give for a life that doesn't suck. I'm a moving target.